News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Todd McDaniel, the president of the Research Valley Partnership, on the changes taking place at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, CPRIT. CPRIT awarding millions of dollars in grants, and among the recipients have been businesses that have located in the Research Valley, or more specifically, the Bi-Corridor. And changes have been taking place in CPRIT's leadership, along with a suspension of future grants for the time being, has the attention of the RVP, among other economic development agencies. And chance to get an update from Tom McDaniel on how the Research Valley Partnership is reacting with those changes out of Austin.
So I'm by no means an expert, but CPRIT is the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas. And basically it's a $3 billion 10-year initiative that was voted on by the citizens of Texas basically through referendum. And the whole purpose of CPRIT, at least as far as I'm concerned, is to basically help save lives. It's to fight the battle against cancer. We all have, you know, had relatives that have fought that battle, and so it's an important program to the state. And as a, I guess if you want to look at it kind of as a mechanism for facilitating economic development, it's also a very important tool to the state of Texas as well.
So while the Institute has been up in its short-lived history, there's been some snags and some allegations along the way, and as a result of that, there's been a recent change in directors and also the decision made to suspend future grants for the time being. How does that affect your work and the Research Valley's work in attracting business to the Bi-Corridor?
Well, the Research Valley Partnership and working with the Texas A&M University system has already been a direct beneficiary of the CPRIT program through what's called the Commercialization Awards. There are two kind of key programs under that really have opportunity for economic development in our state, and certainly with the Research Valley. One is called the Relocation Grant. The other is called the Commercialization Grant, and both Caliber Biotherapeutics as well as Kalon Biotherapeutics, which is the operator of the National Center for Therapeutics Manufacturing, have been the recipients of past awards. What recently happened was the leadership of the state, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the speaker wrote a letter to the Oversight Committee of the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas requesting that a moratorium be placed on future grant awards while they basically revamp the process to make sure that transparency and stewardship are kind of hallmarks of the program. And so while in the near term we do have prospects that are looking globally, literally globally, at options for relocation, we're optimistic that, you know, we'll continue forward with those prospects, but at the same time would rather make sure that we have a viable, credible program that can kind of stand the test of time over the next several years as we continue to try to build the Bi-Corridor and the economic development of the Research Valley.
What makes these grant programs funded by CPRIT so attractive to prospects that they can't find anywhere else?
Well, in many cases, you're dealing with pretty significant financial incentives. And in those cases, especially for relocation, you're dealing with only a handful of states in the U.S. today that have the financial wherewithal to be able to do that. Our competition is, as you would imagine, places like North Carolina, Florida, California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, etc. But you're also dealing with a global competition, whether it's Canada, Singapore, you know, Asia, certainly, some parts of Northern Europe. But at the end of the day, the reality of that program is that it's designed to help basically bring the types of technologies and innovation from bench to the bedside through the relocation and commercialization programs. And so, you know, fundamentally it goes back to about, you know, this premise of saving lives and really focusing on the patient. But I'll tell you that we do have companies that are looking at Texas and looking at the Research Valley that are on the cutting edge. And so it's really this kind of innovation to industry model that we've been trying to build over the past few years.
You mentioned that Research Valley Partnership has tremendous candidates that could take advantage of CPRIT, but At the same time, you mentioned near-term business decisions have to be taken. So what's the window of opportunity that y'all are working on?
Well, we have prospects that are in different phases of evaluation for location. Some of those prospects have very near-term decisions to make, which could negatively impact at least their pursuit of CPRIT. That said, hopefully there are other tools that might be in the tool belt that we might be able to look to use to help those projects come to reality, you know, in the Research Valley. And then you have your longer-term kind of process that, you know, where we're out basically promoting. So, you know, as I stated in my email, I think the fundamental, you know, approach at this point, and I certainly would believe in what the state has done, put the moratorium in place, make sure the house is in order, you know, transparency, stewardship, and impact. And I think that's one of the key hallmark kind of focuses that needs to be in place, not only for CPRIT, but as we advance the Research Valley mission, you know, this whole notion of impact, and not just economic impact, but social impact, and how what's happening with the BioCorridor, the good work of the university system with the announcement of the Center for Innovation, Advanced Development, and Manufacturing, it's really much bigger than just economic development. It just so happens that economic development is in many ways, you know, hopefully, if we're doing this correctly, a byproduct, you know, of that good work. So, you know, there is some near-term risk. We do have a couple of prospects that are in their final, you know, stages of making a location decision where they're looking at expansion or the adaption. I think the fact that the, you know, the federal government selected through the university system one of three centers in the United States for advanced development and manufacturing gives us good position. And as I stated in my email, I believe that 13 will be a very lucky number for our community.
Nice to be in this business with those kind of things happening.
Well, you know, it's all a process of building the appropriate infrastructure and having the support, and it's truly a team effort. The community, the cities, obviously the county, our university partners. I mean, the focus, you know, from state down, I think it's going to, you know, continue to build momentum. I'm confident that CPRIT will get its house in order. As you mentioned, the new director, I wasn't aware of that actually. Over since it's been the holidays, I knew that they, you know, brought in a new chief scientific officer who I've heard she's just a phenomenal resource and brings just huge credibility to the science of it all. So, you know, on that front, again, I'm very optimistic, and I think that the state will do the right things and put together the appropriate mechanisms to make sure that as we're out doing corporate engagement, you know, we can tell the world about CPRIT as a tool to continue to see economic prosperity in our state.
Thanks again to Tom McDaniel, the Research Valley Partnership, for the update on the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, also known as CPRIT. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.